Hi, greetings in the name of the Lord. So thanks for calling in, and just like to start here, let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name we come and we pray to you that you would bless your word to our hearts today. Open our hearts, help us to understand and receive of your word for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so recently someone asked me a question that got me to thinking. They said, so Ben, what's your vision statement for life or the church you belong to? What's your vision? What's your purpose? And I said a few different things about being a light and a salt, and but that question kept being on my mind. I woke up through the night and I thought about that, and all seemed like words of Apostle Paul came to me. What he said as a vision statement, I thought, wow, that'd be a good vision statement. And so I'm going to read what Paul said here, found in Philippians chapter 3, that came to my mind that night. So this was maybe 3 or 4 days ago. He said, Paul's heartbeat here, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of, Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark of the for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. If in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. I like that, and that's been an inspiration to me and something I just keep thinking about and desiring. And, you know, the spirit is willing. Sometimes the flesh can be weak, especially. You know, I have to fight it, shriek back that about this, where he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That seems good, but then the next part, the fellowship of his suffering, and you know, to be honest, I didn't want to shy away from that. But as I think further, though, I really believe the glories and the blessings that are there are not worthy to be compared to it. It'll be worth it. And so I, by God's grace, want to press on, embrace the cross, and trust God for his courage and strength. Now, the other scripture I wanted to read as a reading of the word, I just turn to it here. It's found in Luke chapter 10 that kind of can go along with this idea that I may know him, that I had read across and kind of connected it, remembered the other scripture when I read it. So I'm going to read it now too. It says here, now it came to pass as they went that he, Jesus, entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Going back over that little story there, that happening, just looking at it a little more close, thinking about different parts here, it says that he went and Mary received him into her house. It's a good thing. My mind went to another place where it uses some of those same words. I'm trying to remember who said that. It was another one of the Gospels. But it says there, as to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And so that thing of receiving Have you received Jesus as into your heart, your life, your house? Am I continuing to receive him? Just something to think about. And that's a good thing to receive Jesus. But here Martha did, and yet, you know, in the process of time, she was busy serving and this and that. And I just thought, you know, that can be that way in my life. I can receive Jesus, and I can become busy, cumbered with much serving and even good things. That's the thing, you know, serving, we know that serving others is good. And yet, there's something that's... seems to be even better, according to Jesus' commendation here. He, in fact, this turned kind of negative because Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you're careful and troubled about many things." And he commended Mary for just leaving off on that and just sitting at his feet. You know, isn't there a time that we're sometimes so busy, we're cumbered about, maybe with much serving, even or working or other things, and we just need to see ourselves, make it a priority that we put those things aside. We can see that we're able to do that now and again, frequently, just set things aside and sit at Jesus' feet and in spirit and in truth. And so that we might know him. You know, I read another little article the other day that it mentioned how many of us, we read about Jesus, we talk about Jesus, we think about Jesus, but do we actually take the time to connect? And so that's a desire I have. And, in another place, Apostle Paul said that I would have you without carefulness. So seems to me to be good to be busy and occupied, but there also needs to be adequate times where we can just see we've set cares aside, we're at rest, we're at peace, and we're just taking the time to talk to the Lord and to listen to him. That's another thing I like here. It says here, Mary sat at his feet and heard his word. Heard his word. I like to think about that. You know, sometimes we can, sometimes we're talking, people talk to us and we kind of hear, but then again, there's the part where we don't hear. But can we hear what Jesus would say? You know, there's some, Jesus made the statement a couple places, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. I take from that, I hear what Jesus is saying. It's possible for us to hear but not get it. And so may God just give us the grace to truly hear from Jesus. Take the time to sit at his feet and hear from him in truth. So I pray you'll be blessed with the grace to be able to do that. And I hope to be able to do the same. And so God bless your day. That's all I have for now.